I would like to begin this morning by quoting Pope Francis, who on July 8th of this year said the following on the island of Lampedusa, Italy. And I quote, "We have lost the sense of fraternal responsibility. We have fallen into the hypocritical attitude of the priest and of the servant of the altar that Jesus speaks about in the parable of the Good Samaritan. We look upon the brother half dead by the roadside. Perhaps we think, poor guy, and we continue on our way. It's none of our business, and when we feel fine with this. We feel at peace with this. We feel fine. The culture of well-being that makes us think of ourselves, that makes us insensitive to the cries of others, that makes us live in soap bubbles that are beautiful but are nothing, are illusions." End quote. And who is my neighbor? Our faith is a very demanding faith. Our Catholic religion sets high standards. Just think of it. We must go to Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation. We must always tell the truth and respect the property of others. We must protect every, not some, but every human life. We must be willing to die for our faith. Marriage can only be between a man and a woman. We must become in some way a son and daughter of God, no less. We must live as Jesus Christ himself lived. We must go out and transform the world, we are told by our faith. We must give our entire life to God. Yes, these are some of the demands of our faith, and we are supposed to live up to them. Thank God for his mercy and forgiveness, because we all fail to live up to these demands, don't we? Today in the Gospel of the Good Samaritan, as our Holy Father reminds us, we are faced with another very demanding aspect of our faith. We must love God with all our souls, with all our minds, with all our strength, with all our being, and we must love our neighbor as ourselves. Yes, it seems impossible, doesn't it? How in the world could our faith demand this from us too, in addition to all the other demanding aspects of Christianity? Thank God for his mercy and his strength. I would like to focus today on the question posed by the man in the gospel. Who is my neighbor? This question demands an answer. Back when I was studying theology in Rome, and then in my classes during diaconate formation as well as in my private studies, I learned that the scripture scholars speak of a basic theological principle that our Lord was teaching in this parable, which is, the subject of love is defined, but the object of love cannot be defined. What does that mean? Said plainly, we know who it is who is to do the loving. It is you and me. It is everyone who has been baptized into Jesus Christ. This is clearly defined. What we don't know is who will be the object of our love. In other words, who we will love today as a neighbor, because no one is excluded from the list of possibilities. We cannot predict who our neighbor will be, because it could include anyone. Who is your neighbor? Your husband? Your wife? Your children? The person next door? What about the people in the nursing home? What about the person who is from the other political party? How about the atheist? The public sinner? What about the person who mistreated you when you were a child? What about the terrorist who has killed and maimed others? How about Al-Qaeda? What about all those people in our prisons? What about the homeless person you saw today? How can we possibly love these people? only by God's grace and mercy. Only if we can overcome our fear of loving. Only if we can overcome the unloving mindset of the world in which we live. Only if we allow God to work through us. When we see the sinner, or the atheist, or the politicians, and others who advocate an immoral agenda, or terrorists and madmen, we want to call them evil, don't we? And we want to distance ourselves from them. We want to pass by on the opposite side. We don't want to touch them if we can avoid it. We have to overcome this way of thinking if we are to love our neighbor. A lot of us will fall into the trap of thinking that out there is a great battle going on between God and evil, as if two beings were competing and fighting to see who wins. No, it isn't that way at all. Only God exists. And evil is simply the absence of God in a place or in the life of a person. That is a theological fact. Evil has been completely destroyed by Jesus Christ. We have nothing to fear from it. Nothing to fear when it comes to loving our neighbor. Just as cold is only the absence of heat, and that is a fact of physics, and darkness is only the absence of light, so too evil is simply the absence of God. So do not fear, for God has conquered evil and has given us the truth and has cast light into the darkest of places. So when we meet someone who is far from God, we must bring God to him. When we meet someone who is wrong or living in darkness, we must bring God's truth and light to him. It is God's work that we do, not ours. He does the work. We just hand him on to those who need him. We do that by how we live and speak. That is our vocation, to bring light, truth, and goodness, to bring God to our neighbor.